Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we'll talk about SpaceX's renewed vigor in rocket testing at Boca Chica, Texas, and how federal regulators are impacting its schedule. On the one hand, SpaceX has been working diligently on Starship's second test flight, even as it encounters regulatory delays. And on the other, it has to clear some regulatory hurdles with the Federal Aviation Administration and the Fish and Wildlife Service, the FWS. And according to the Coast Guard, mariners have been warned about rocket launch activities near Boca Chica Beach, slated for early November. The notice, though not mentioning SpaceX by name, highlights scheduled rocket launching activities that could cause navigational issues due to, quote, free-falling debris. This hints at a potential date for SpaceX's next Starship test flight. Another angle of the regulatory tail is SpaceX's public disagreements with the FAA. After a contentious Senate hearing, SpaceX and other space companies bemoan the FAA's inadequacies, particularly regarding their inability to expediently handle licensing operations. As part of this waiting game, the Fish and Wildlife Service officials have recently visited the Boca Chica test site, indicating that regulatory evaluations are in progress. Now, SpaceX hasn't been idly waiting by, however. Recent tests involve a second-stage Starship that aimed to validate a flight-like startup sequence for its deorbit burn. And just today, they did a full wet dress rehearsal of a fully stacked Starship, which will be the IFT-2 ship and booster that will hopefully separate this time properly and make it to a substantial orbit. Now, these tests are vital for SpaceX to make strides in their ambitious lunar landing projects with NASA for the Artemis 3 missions and going forward. Now, let's switch a little bit here to another significant development in the space industry. NASA's challenged with samples from an asteroid. NASA's curation team for the OSIRIS-REx mission is experiencing some difficulties in opening the TAGSAM head, which contains the bulk of the asteroid sample. This has led to innovative problem solving as the team has been working on new methods to remove the fasteners on the TAGSAM head that currently can't be opened with the existing tools. And the difficulty also pertains to keeping the sample in pristine condition during this extraction process. However, despite these challenges, there's some good news. NASA has already managed to extract a quantity of the material that exceeds the mission's goal. And early analysis also shows a high presence of carbon and water molecules, underlining the mission's significance. And the OSIRIS-REx mission has had its highs and its lows since its 2016 launch. And after reaching the asteroid Bennu in 2018 and collecting samples in 2020, the mission now faces a seemingly minor but critical obstacle. But with the sample exceeding mission goals, the prospects are promising. Now let's head over to our red neighbor, Mars, where NASA's ambitions to bring back samples from the red planet are hitting some serious bumps. An independent review board recently questioned the budget and schedule of the Mars sample return mission, calling them unrealistic. In light of this, NASA is trying to find alternative ways to make the mission happen. It's now focused on reevaluating its strategy, with a new team aiming to come up with a revised mission architecture by March of 2024. Now, this might include launching the lander and orbiter separately, or even offloading some responsibilities to the European Space Agency. And one of the suggested ways to cut costs involves reducing the quantity of the Mars samples. A smaller sample would mean a smaller container and, consequently, a smaller spacecraft, which could help rein in the escalating costs. And despite the discouraging review, the mission's scientific importance has been strongly emphasized. The mission could revolutionize our understanding of Mars, and by extension, the history of our own solar system. So NASA is committed to finding a path forward for this mission. Now, the financial aspects of these missions can't be ignored either. The Mars Sample Return mission alone is expected to cost between $8 billion and $11 billion, far more than initially estimated. NASA had requested $949.3 million for the MSR mission for 2024, and even that isn't sufficient. These financial challenges are pushing NASA to rethink its strategies. Both the MSR mission and SpaceX's Starship project underline how budget constraints and regulatory frameworks are often as challenging as the scientific and technical hurdles involved. Now, the need for increased funding has become a significant focus. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson has stated that an additional $500 million spread across two fiscal years would be necessary to keep the Mars mission on track. And the takeaway here is that space exploration, while pushing the boundaries of scientific understanding, is heavily tethered to terrestrial budgetary realities. Now, as we've seen today, the future of space exploration hangs not just on scientific ingenuity, but also on the ability to navigate regulatory and financial hurdles. Whether it's SpaceX's next Starship test flight or NASA's plans to bring back samples from Mars, red tape and dollar signs are common obstacles. It's an intricate web that these organizations must traverse, keeping innovation at the forefront while adhering to guidelines and working with financial constraints. Despite these challenges, both SpaceX and NASA remain committed to their huge missions, mostly Mars missions, continuously adapting and finding new paths to make their ambitious projects into a reality and to move humanity forward. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Remember to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your preferred podcast platform. It's free and only takes a second and helps us out tremendously. Each episode is about 10 minutes or less, designed to keep you quickly updated on the latest developments. And there's a new episode every single day, so make sure to subscribe. You get the latest news. And also, please take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you in the next one.